Hello, welcome to the second call of the Love and Relationship Package. Thank you for being here today. It's going to be about cultivating heart healing and self-love. So first of all, let's start to be at ease, comfortable, and I welcome your higher self to orchestrate the appropriate understanding, healing, and unfolding for you. I'm grateful for your presence today. I also request for multidimensional angelic presence to support us in this call today and afterwards. And we will move through this and the subsequent calls of this package, kind of similar to the last call. I will be addressing the callers and submitted questions, and Kim will assist to summarize some of the questions I might have missed. And I will weave the processes of today's topic into the live interactions. So I'm just going to check if everybody can hear me. The sound is there. It's good. Okay. So cultivating heart healing and self-love. Well, how do we do this? Let's just do some basic understanding and foundation. And the healing, as you know, or maybe today know a little bit deeper, happens in so many ways. Some is through understanding, through having insights so that your perspective and your positioning within yourself shifts. Some are, the shifting happens through the communication of the witnessing and the presence and the energy that moves in the subtle field. So there's so many ways how you are reconfiguring yourself in these group healings. And so now we're going to start with some deeper understanding about how do we cultivate heart healing, self-love. So first we must know how the heart naturally functions. What does the heart do? If we don't really understand, that's how we think we are supposed to, you know, we have ideas what relationships are all about and how we heal our body and all these. These are all just concepts of what is really going on. What is the function of the heart? The heart on one level loves. It unifies, it surrenders, it merges, it flows, it delights. But the key and the most important purpose of the heart is to live for something other than itself. It just serves. If you look at the physical heart, it just pumps. It works for the life of the rest of the body. It just serves nonstop. So right there is the key understanding of absolute surrender, which is really what we want, because what is it to be in love? Or if we talk about healing and health, how is it that the body can be fully in balance? It surrenders itself to something. Now, if you're only interested in feeling good for yourself and you have not yet embarked yet into overcoming selfish interests, you cannot truly love, nor can you truly be loved. And what is a selfish interest? What is that? It's really to live for one's egoic dream instead of getting into the lane of life itself, into that core, into dialing ourselves into the core and giving up all the fear. Because fear and love are contrary to each other. The less fear there is, the more healthy and loved you will be. So this we needed to speak about, because how do we cultivate heart healing and self-love? Is we have to really, today in this moment, to get past the spiritual desire to feel good and to be fulfilled, and to actually become more proactive and realize, where do I get fulfilled? How does this work? How do I open my heart? There's a question. How do I finally open my heart? How do I really feel love? How do I just don't know how to overcome this. I feel kind of, can't remember her word. And we have to start with just acceptance of where we're at, because we're in an evolutionary process. There's no right and wrong wherever we are. But this is today a moment to, we all come together to concentrate and focus on this. Wow, I can evolve as a human being and have more heart. And that will have all these consequences of prosperity, of great relations and better health. So the first process I'd like to actually do is a clearing of self-sabotage and self-hatred. And let's start with that. And self-sabotage is really looking in the wrong direction, using the heart wrongly, misconceptions of what it is to be in a relationship, and to serve this need to be loved. This is an egoic need, because who you are is love. So as long as we're looking for that, then there is a misconception going on, a distortion, and we'll come to, you know, to the relationship aspect, like, but I want to be in a relationship with somebody, but I've been alone for so long, or I've had this problem for so long. So let's start again with just being neutral in the core, present here, and we're just again aware of the angelic support around us and the golden white light from the center of the universe. Just allowing ourselves to be filled and aligned. And again, resting in that deeper knowing that we actually do know deeply how all this works. And allowing this to go deep into the cells, which is your unconscious mind. And removing those tendencies, which are default patterns of ignorance, where we have not so much light. Ignorance is a lack of light. It's darker there. So allowing the light to go there right now, into those corners. Good. So let's go to our first caller, and that's in 84732 in Illinois. Hello there. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Noreen.
Hi. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to go to the personal, my left hip and leg, and I was wanted to go to, for everybody, you may have just covered most of it, the how to use the heart to heal such a physical symptom.
Yeah, no, that's a good question, right? Yeah, because the heart, if we understand the heart is the boss of the whole body, the heart is the boss. It's supposed to nurture, run, and also it's like the leader. It's like everything needs a, it's, if the liver was leading the whole body, it would be different. Everybody has their own unique job, but the heart, without the heart, everybody's dead. The heart doesn't function, liver doesn't, can't do anything, kidneys can't do anything. So tap your heart right now, and just again, we're coming back into this deeper spiritual aspect of wholeness, love, wholeness, a sense of you're alive, really. And allowing this now, and then we can even talk to the heart and say, hello there, I love you.
Hello there.
I love you.
I usually use my breath and send it into the hip and light, but it hasn't come. I'm still having symptoms, so perhaps.
Yeah, but the breath, you see, the breath is, you know, there's breath that moves prana. Breath, when you breathe and you send, the ego sends breath there. The ego doesn't, you know, understands anything. So,
okay.
That's why we need to surrender. See, that's why I'm saying hello there, because you don't even know the heart. You don't know the capacity of the heart. You just say, hi there. Can you do this? You know, my hip isn't doing well. Can you take care of that? So that's the very deep, more spiritual aspect of healing, because the heart is, forgets, because it's really you as a soul that actually it needs to be kind of like, you know, you tap on the shoulder and say, hey, Noreen, can you clean up those dishes? Did you overlook that dirty glass in the corner, right? Can you take care of that one too? So it's really, we're expanding our awareness. Yeah. So this is one way of approaching it. So that's why sending the breath somewhere will have limitations. And as you see, the symptoms will still be there, because you need to shift. You need to wake up in the hip itself. So you can put also your hand on your hip now, where the pain is, because you remember everything is a heart. Everything is heart. We have different names in duality, but it's, in essence, it's just soul. The body is the unconscious expression of the soul. So essentially, it's all heart. So right now, in this present moment, we're just basically saying, you know what? Everything is one unified consciousness, just all consciousness, all heart. And in that way, there can't be pain. Pain has no room in that, because the heart is love, the heart is light. So in that sense, pain is a distortion, a misperception. We've gotten very metaphysical here. But so in this moment, and I'm not doing anything right now, so I'm just assisting you. Do you find that there's already a change?
Yes. I'm responding in a... I'm responding. I don't know how to put words to
That's
it.
That's right. Exactly. Good. That's beautiful. So you, as who you are, is responding. You're suddenly waking up a little bit more, and you can feel it, because it reflects into the body, into the surface bodies as maybe energy flow or some kind of aliveness, or maybe the pain is moving. Yeah? Right? Good.
Yes.
Good. Well, okay, now let me assist you if you like. Would you like me to assist you further? Okay. So anybody who has pain right now, you might put your hand there. You know, I always ask you, because it brings even more awareness there. And right now in this present moment, allowing this to clear and all causes underneath it and everything else that's unknown. So now I'm just watching what you're doing in the subtle field. There's some blockages, sort of about a foot, between the thighs. So we're just going to allow that to clear. And you should already feel quite a difference.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Good. Thank you. Thanks for sharing that. Thanks,
Noreen.
Thank
you for your support.
Thanks, Noreen.
It's so appreciated.
Thanks, Noreen. Thanks. Bye. So now we're in Ontario at 8905590. Hello.
Hi, it's Linda Carter.
Hi, Linda. Hi. Oh, hi, Linda. Yes.
Back from the sunny Phoenix area into a snowstorm.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, yeah, I just wondered if you could assist my blocked left ear a little bit. That process you just did was beautiful. I can feel it already.
Okay. Did you have an ear infection, or what's the
It just seems to be blocked where I can't hear very well, but
okay.
No infection. No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's almost like kapha accumulation. It's like almost like the wax is too thick or something. Have you tried some warm water kind of spraying in or something?
I have. I did that all before I left.
Okay.
I'm wondering if ear candling many, many years ago shifted something, not blaming or anything, but...
Oh, you mean it did a bad thing, the ear candling?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I
Just
see.
After
okay.
that, I've had problems with it.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go to that that point. If something changed at the time, let's go to that point and clear the experience and anything that might be either brought up something that's still moving through or was kind of, a little bit out of sync with what you needed. And we're going to adjust the two temporal bones. And we're going to... Is this starting to change already? I don't know if you can tell.
Man, yes, it's
you
like
can.
Something spinning. Mm-hmm.
Okay, something spinning. Okay, I'm actually allowing it to spiral all the way into the kidney.
Oh, okay.
And allow that to clear through as well. There you go. You should be starting to, like, it's a little bit over 50% already clearing through. Can you feel that? And you're aligning a little bit differently, so that's good.
Wonderful. Thank you.
That's better, yeah?
Mm-hmm. So much better.
Okay, great. Thanks, Linda. Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks, bye. We are in Florida in Winter Park. Hello? Hi.
Arachima.
Hi there.
It's
yes.
Ellen. Ellen
yes.
Schweitzer. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes, let's see. My question today is, I'm very curious about my, if there's some kind of block with my sexual, sensual energy. I feel like, I know I mentioned to you in a private session that there is a neighbor that's been coming around, and I have not been with the man in about 10 years, and we get along very well and a very good companion. And to me, it feels quite ideal because we have separate households and we just see each other now and then. But the more I'm around him, I feel like the very sensual side is coming up again. I'm feeling a lot of sexual energy. But I was at one point I thought, well, that's so interesting that he doesn't show any signs of intimacy in a physical way. Mm. And I started recognizing, I think I'm the one that shuts down. Mm. Like there's something, like I don't even know how to flirt anymore, and I don't know how to show that side of me. Or
I understand what you're saying. I was speaking about this actually this week during sessions that came up. I'm sure you're on the call. There's, I think, a couple of people. And what attracts men, I use the symbology of a flower that it releases her fragrance, and that attracts the bee. And really that mechanism is what goes on between the male and the female energy.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it that, so the female needs to open surrender, which is in itself difficult because there are layers or levels to it because we're born into the patriarchy, right? So mm-hmm. it's unsafe, and so women are more masculine. And there is always a lack of real fulfillment in that, you know, because it's a process that goes deeper and deeper after, you know, during hormonal cycles, different than during menopause and after menopause, and it goes deeper and deeper. So.
Yeah.
Now, what is it that attracts? It's not the flirting directly. You don't even have to flirt. They actually made studies about women entering a bar and being able to and I can do the same thing, actually. I'm just telling you, I just this experience. I can enter a room and can choose who's going to look at me.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. And so because women have Shakti, so it's a matter of how do you control Shakti, something that's very scary. That's why I think many countries women are trying to be covered up and all that, because men are like, oh my God, we got out of control. These women are going to control us. Right? You know,
yes, so yes.
It goes on. But so that's Shakti. So let's right now on this today work with this. I'm just going to use the word Shakti and just allow every woman here on this call knows what that really is.
Be wonderful, thank you.
And allowing it to come alive and to actually radiate out and to bring all these different aspects, which is also part of healing, part of creativity and inspiration, but also of just general attraction. So,
and can I just say that's one thing that it really does? That you just said it beautifully. I feel like it's, since I've been working with you, it's really coming alive, or it's very palpable. I'm feeling it, but I don't know what to do about it.
Okay. Yes, so that's it. That's the man.
Does that help?
That helps very much. You see, the man does. You see, that's the masculine side in you. You're not supposed to do anything with it. That's you're supposed to give that part within you, and give it to the man outside, and say, "You're the one who does with me."
Oh, I don't know how to do that.
Well. I know. I know. That's why they did ballroom dancing in the old days, so women learn how to be guided or led, because women are always leading, right?
Yeah. That's definitely.
You know, very few women like to wear skirts nowadays.
Yeah.
Because they don't like the thighs to touch. It's very sexual.
Oh.
And they just like to have pants, because it makes energy runs different than when you wear a skirt or pants. It cuts the energy differently. Clothing actually does affect how you feel. I mean, try to wear a tight blazer, right?
That makes total sense, yes.
Yeah, so if you, the reason when you wear a long skirt, there's the energy drapes differently. It's very different than, you know, having two columns like masculine pillars that we focus energy. So all these are little things I've explored, you know, 10 years ago or something. I actually tried all these experiments to understand how does this all work. So, yeah, allowing the man to I always also suggest to take a blanket or something and wrap it around you and just allow this to be the masculine and to allow to receive the warmth and the hugging and more than that, falling into that, because this is very scary for women.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't end. You see, the woman remains in control of the shakti of keep attracting. It's not just surrendering, falling into it. So then we draw the man in, but then it's like a dance. The man responds, and then the woman keeps drawing, and the man responds, and she draws, and becomes a dance. So the man is actually inspired by the female shakti how to move her. So in essence, we're actually in control of what happens to us. But we have to be conscious of that force. Yeah.
Through surrender, you can really control.
Yeah.
So
we do this first inside of ourselves. So right now, everybody has a male and a female side. We allow this kind of play to happen. This happens below the heart chakra, you see. On the heart chakra, it's all unified. Masculine and feminine are in union. But below, that's where the dance happens. And it has to do with power, with passion, and stability. So let's see if we overall do some other process around that, but I just wanted to kind of give you that back to answer your questions.
Oh, that helps tremendously. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ellen. Thanks, Vi. Thanks for the question. We're now Renee in California. Hello. Hi, Renee.
Hello.
Hi.
It's Doris. It's Doris Renee.
That's right.
That's okay. Everybody does it. Yeah. Changing the subject abruptly here. You know, I had the cancer a few years back and I had the chemo. And ever since then, I've been having a kind of a battle with the candida in my digestion. And we've worked a little bit on that. I just wanted you to check in and see what you see with that. And if you can assist me in maybe really resolving that issue.
Okay, so if 10 is totally out of control candida, what level are you? Just intuition.
Yeah, are you? Oh, intuition, I'd say 7, somewhere in there.
Okay, so good. Let's just directly work with the candida and decrease the candida. Clearing and deleting excess growth and confusion. And okay, there you go. You got a first wave. I don't know if you can feel that. And now when you feel that, it's like rocking. And, because your cells are literally, they kind of surrender to the intelligence of the candida. So you need more backbone, I would, you know, against it. So again, bringing back the sense of yourself. Let's work with the heart again, the intelligence of the whole body to set itself again to what is your original note, your original state of health, your fragrance, your sound. And it's not coming. One moment. Let's see if you're responding to it. Okay, you need some assistance, so let's bring in some codes of light. You can feel the assistance coming in, right?
Yeah, my body's shaking.
Yeah, so now the shaking is literally the war. You have a real war, and that's a good thing. So enjoy the war and just remain confident and just make a decision right now that you are healthy, that this is, it's over and done with. Yeah, so
okay.
That you feel that. Yeah, okay, thanks, Doris.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. And if you had your hands up last week, please don't raise again. So I think you are doing that already. So this is 44161. Is that Europe?
Hello. Yes, this is Margaret.
Yeah, Margaret. Hi, I thought it was you. Yeah, hi.
Yes. it's a very similar question to the previous one, actually, in that I would like some assistance, please, in strengthening my blood. The blood count is down. It's been knocked out by medication. And although it's a physical question, obviously, I do think it sort of ties in with the whole subject of, you know, blood representing the transporting of the love and the joy from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And but for me to be strong enough to withstand any sort of negative outside forces.
Okay, well, it's really for you, and I know which medication you're taking, it's really a matter of isolating the medication to what it's supposed to do, because in its essence, the medication is your heart, your blood is responding nicely to what the medication wants to do. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, but right? I have been trying to do that, and to be honest, I thought that it was working, but then it turned out that it wasn't.
Yes. So yeah, good. Okay. So let's see what your body can do here. Okay. So good. Okay, I got the frequency of the medication as well. So requesting now for you, guided by higher self, to isolate this the effect of the medication into the area that Margaret is concerned about. Only, and absolutely only. Mm-hmm. And let's, and let's buffer the entire nerves all along the spinal cord and the circulatory system and the heart. And I request now a spiritual white golden light, like a, I would like to have something that's a thicker, like what we did back then inside the body, like a spiritual, like a patty or something, like something that kind of buffers and protects. And protecting all the cells in the bone marrow. That's what I meant. Bone marrow?
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't mean spinal cord. I meant bone marrow. That's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So it looks kind of emerald green to me, actually. Mm. And white. So can you feel that? Maybe not directly, but maybe you have a sense of feeling more safe or something. Can you track that?
Not very much, really. To be honest, my body's still shaking.
Oh, well, that's a good thing, too, so you're relating to it. Yeah, it's a very physical work that I'm doing right now, so it just hits the body very strongly, and that's a good thing. So the shaking doesn't hurt you. It's actually just a sign that you're really responding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, great. Thanks.
All right. Wait one second. I can see some of you still talking to me. I see some of the blood counts of red blood cells talking to me right now.
Okay.
And they're responding, actually, and the white blood cells requesting also to activate and come to normal blood count levels. There you go. That's better.
Yeah, that feels better.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
There you go. Good. It's like, oh, no. This is Maureen. Hi, Maureen. How are you?
Hello. I am feeling much better, much better. I'm here, which is nice.
You made a big shift, yeah? Did it just happen out of the blue? Was it after the session? Yeah, okay.
Yes, and I'm having all these little shifts occurring, you know, kind of like as like dominoes, kind of, you know?
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, and, you know, you kind of eradicated the need for questions with just your first 5 minutes of the call.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that I could use some self-love, the ability to love myself as my physical beauty, because I do not think of myself as beautiful. And my skin is probably... If I want to narrow it down, my skin is. I spend a lot of time negative. I don't really push negative, but I am rejecting it.
Yeah, good. So let's first understand that the need to reject is already within us as the soul itself. And then we use something that is, that matches, let's say, some conditioning, which everybody says, skin that is smooth is pretty, and then when it's wrinkled, it's ugly. It was a nice assignment. It's just like, you know, saying black people are dumb and white people are smart. I'm going to say that crass because it's as stupid to say that. Because if you look at an old woman, why would an older woman be less beautiful than a young woman? It's really brainwashing to see we have a certain way of looking at it.
Though, you're expecting them to have.
Right.
That.
So now let's bring back that projection of the soul to project it out onto the skin to use that sense of, what do you call it, ugliness. Mm-hmm. What was the word you used? You said self-rejection? Was that
self-rejection. Yes.
And bring that back and just realize, hey, it's already in me. It's isolating it. So everybody has that. So let's bring that forth and isolate it. And that is the one we want to offer up. We want to change that. It's not so much about the skin.
Yes, okay.
So let's and I know the whole group is, there's so many things going on right now. So let's move slowly here because this is a big one. There you go. It goes deep into this bag. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, we're just bottoming it out all the way through.
It's breaking up emotion.
Because that's kind of layered on top. These are the just the coping, you know, the responses. Good. And, you know, the grief and all this will flow and all these other things and the fear. Because suddenly there's more freedom. There'll be fear coming up. Because, you know, these belief systems make us feel safe, right? That's why we try to protect them and fight for them so much to keep them intact.
Yeah, it keeps people away. I use it as an armor, I think. You know, as not letting men or you know, I reject myself first so that I don't have to be rejected by anyone else, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does that sound?
Yeah, that's a typical pattern. It's control. It's
you
really
know,
the application of control.
You know, as long as that kind of like boundaries there.
So
I would work on being more vulnerable. And the second call that you did with the feminine aspect of, or the, you know,
sexuality.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Thanks, Maureen.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to go to the back here and see if something pops up right away. Pain has diminished. Thank you. We did the self-love and poor in the injured broken heart. Okay. And, okay. All right. I'm just going to unmute Kim for a moment because she can do this much faster than I do. Where is Kim right now? And Kim, I can't even find you here today. Oh, there you are. I'm going to unmute you. Hi.
Okay.
Hi, Kim. Hi. You're sitting there already. Oh, okay. Do you have a maybe one or two things that are standing out for you right now?
I have a question from Will. He bought a house with his girlfriend 2 years ago, and ever since they've both been drained physically, emotionally, and sexually.
Oh, okay. Good. So, So interesting. So there's a couple buys a house, and then since then, well, the first thing I would say, are they over mortgaged, you know, or did they actually, they must have redirected their energy into the house in a way that was cost them more their own energy, right? Just so you only have so much energy. So we'll have to offer them to redirect the energy back into the relationship. And have the house and all actions, anything we do in our lives, should be just an outflow that we add to the relationship, to instead of selling ourselves basically completely, and then the soul is drained. So let's help them to redirect. And if changes need to be made, to not be fearful about it, because we have to redirect always to what makes us truly happy. Sometimes we don't know that after we've tried something and then it doesn't work, so whatever that is. Okay. Yeah, they're not aligned with each other, so just offer them to align more. Okay, that's better. Good. Well, do you have a second question?
Yes, from Doris. I think I
addressed that.
Oh, well, that's the address to her. I'm sorry. Yes. Mm-hmm. Then it would be from Harriet. She wants help with not feeling betrayed by her son's former wife.
Okay. All right. So, not feeling betrayed. So the feeling of betrayal is in her heart, and it will stay as long as she looks at the situation, as long as she judges the leaving of the daughter-in-law as being a wrong thing. So we have to kind of open up and just let go of that thought and just know that if it happened, it was obviously the right thing to do. It happened. And to accept life as we all have karmas, and it's an unfolding of karma, and it's one of these things that unfolded. Suffering comes from not accepting life. So allowing our heart to release now the betrayal and find gratitude and acceptance. And there's quite a wound in there. So that wound is probably not just this story. It probably has some other origins of betrayal, probably from past lives. So let's clear that through many, many lifetimes. And then she will feel very tired after this. I can see that already. So maybe take a nap or to just take it easy for the next couple of days. Okay. One more, maybe? Kim?
Yes. No, that was it. The three that were there, yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right. So we're going to go now to 64952. Hello? Hi, 64952. Okay, hello. We'll come back then if this doesn't work. We'll go to Jeannie right now, 801. Thanks. Hi, Jeannie.
Hello. Hi there.
Hi.
So along the same lines as that lady that was saying how the situation presents itself and the pain comes when you keep looking at it, my issue has been since my sister passed and I just had the estate sale and the celebration of life and a lot of interaction with people, a lot of pain, a lot of grief seems to be coming up, and my belly area, is it possible to look at that to see how, if it's affecting me or if it's...
You're talking about the second chakra.
Down.
Yeah.
Pardon?
You had pain in the second chakra, right?
Correct, and that, and it would come and it would go, and so I was just like, well, what is this? And I just emotionally feel so turned upside down that I don't have even if I meditate, I'm not getting back to a centered place where I feel like I'm on top of things.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so it's about the estate. Okay, that's it has to do with space, literally physical space, so it's no wonder the first and second chakras are involved in that. So are you... there you go. So you're starting to already... Okay. So let's kind of allow that to knock loose, that block that's there, and how you are positioned in this story, in this experience, all thoughts around it, just allowing it to come to a place of neutrality and beauty. And it's going to open up again, you know, and this can be, for anybody on this call, could be something else that you're troubled by. It's like a larger perspective, just understanding that if we zoom into and look very close, there's more suffering and more pain. And if we kind of create more space and step back, these things don't matter so much. They matter on the level they matter, but not on the level of who you truly are in the bigger picture of life. They're very insignificant. Nothing that this won't matter in a year or two or ten. Didn't matter 10 years ago and won't matter 10 years from now. It's a point that we move through and we get stuck on things in time and space. So, and it's really very tight here. So we're also asking anybody who might be controlling you to clear and release, or you yourself getting controlled, allowing yourself to get controlled. What's your greatest fear about this whole thing? Hello?
Hi. I guess that I'm going to be alone, that I'm going to be abandoned after all is said and done because of the way things are playing out.
Okay. Yeah, so that's, good. Okay, so let's work with that fear. Okay, and let's bring in the connection with the golden white light. And you're really holding on tight, Jeannie. Lots of fear. Yeah, okay. So, we'll just stop.
I'm working with a house that I grew up in, and there was a lot of trauma in it. And so I know that there's so many layers of things that could be going on.
What do you want? What's the end result you want to achieve? What is it you really would be, for you, a happy result? What do you want?
I guess that's something I haven't focused on and I need to, because I've been so busy trying to take care of everything that had to be done. And just do.
Yeah, it's very important. If you don't know where you're going to travel to, you can pack, but then you're packing the wrong things because you might actually want to go to a warm country and you're packing, you know, winter coats. You have to first know, because of the energy can't flow there and you're going to go in circles, and this is why you feel so stuck right now. It's opening a little bit. So be very clear of what you want. Take back your power, step into your mastery and say, this is what I want. This is what makes me happy. Might not all work out in that direction, but if you live for your own clarity, you will feel better and things actually will unfold in a way that, it's much more graceful for everybody. Yeah. So does it feel better in the body?
Yes, I can feel it opening up because I couldn't sleep last night. And you don't see anybody holding on to me or.
There's a brother there. Do you have a brother? There's a masculine person I keep thinking of. Is there a brother?
No, I only had two sisters. There was a miscarriage.
Is there a man involved somehow?
No, it's a sister who...
I keep seeing a man. Okay. Well, I see a young man around 35 or something. So maybe that person had something to do with your second chakra in general. So we'll just ask this to be cleared and to give you freedom and to take back your power. On that level, take a deep breath. Hey, does it feel different now?
It does. It feels like it has more space.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe you figure out who that is. But if not, if you're already feeling better, that's okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeannie. Thanks. Okay. We're going to Atlanta, and that is 77037. Hello.
Hi, Aritha. This is Diana.
Hi.
I'm sorry. I've been crying since the beginning.
That's okay.
Well, on the personal level, it's the pain that I have on the plant of my feet, the plantar pain.
Hmm.
And the second thing that I found really a lot of sadness when you said put your hands in there.
Do you want to get rid of that pain?
Oh yes.
Okay. Is it like a 10 or 11? Is it like really really bad right now?
Right now, it's, well, I have a lot of tolerance, so mm-hmm. I would say maybe a 7, and mm-hmm. sometimes it comes sharp to a 9.
Okay, so put your hand there, if you can touch it. It makes it easier, and let's ask this pain to unravel in that part of the body, in that part of your soul. And it almost looks like there's a etheric splinter or something flat with a little edge. So let's remove it. Requesting it to be removed, dissolved, taken out. Thank you. There you go. Take a deep breath and tell me if that already changed the pain.
It took the sharpness out.
It took the sharpness out. Good. Okay. So let's now adjust the rest of the foot, which looks kind of weird on the subtle levels, almost like all bunched together. You know, like when Chinese women got their feet bound together, that's what your foot looks like. So I'm guessing you have a past life like that. So let's bring and clear that past life from you and that particular energetic configuration of the subtle body and allow the foot to unfold and grow. Both feet, although the other foot doesn't look exactly like it, but this one does. Can you feel this right now? It's pretty distinct for me. Is the pain going down?
Yes, on the right side it went. On the left side, I still have a little towards the left. It's kind of weird.
Okay, so let's just allow this to continue to clear and for your heart to be aware of this and to make conscious and to heal this completely. Yes, yes. Are you ready for this? Yes. Okay. And there you go. Something else released again right now. So I think I'm quite confident that this will be continuing to release for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. Okay.
Can I add one more thing about being of service? The part that you say at the beginning.
Yeah.
That the heart is to be of service.
Mm-hmm.
I find myself not wanting to be a servant. And that's the part that gets me a lot.
Yeah, well, maybe let's see if you're understanding it correctly. It doesn't mean on a dualistic way. It means to serve. Let me see it to put it in a way that's easy to understand right now. There's something that created us. And we can live for our own life, or we can live for that which created us, and that's what's expected of us, because we are that which created us, and that's the only fulfillment we're really looking for. So when we have to be of service to that, which means as we submit ourselves to the laws of nature, we put food in the mouth, not in the ears. There's so many things we do unnaturally where we just go with the law of life, although people do a lot of things that are completely against the law of life. Taking chemicals that they shouldn't, or do things with their bodies they shouldn't, or nature. So really following that. And that is to be of service to the whole, to the concept of wholeness and oneness. And when we look at our own intentions and desires, are they really in alignment with that? Are they really for the greater good, or are they just for our own personal egoic fulfillment? That's what I mean with that. Do you know what I'm saying?
So basically, desire to be in joy.
The desire to be in joy.
Regardless of, just to be in joy.
Yeah, that's a good start. And then at some point, we go past that even. Yeah. And the only thing that will give you truly joy is to, I think mothers who feed their babies for the first time or breastfeed, is that they're not like breastfeeding so that they can feel joy. The act of giving in itself, the act of physical giving the milk in itself, is so fulfilling. That's what the mother in that moment is totally fulfilled with. Do you see what I'm saying? It's beyond even, I'm feeding this baby because it makes me joyful. If we can kind of come to this place, we live for the whole, for life itself, we become very healthy, and life will be coming to the point here today in terms of purpose, finding purpose without dependence. Because then you're not dependent on dualistic things, you know, that the weather is good, the skin is smooth, that somebody comes into your life. These things all come and go, and we cannot truly be fulfilled by that. It's all temporary.
Right.
Yeah, so that doesn't make you sad, does it?
No, on the contrary.
Good.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me elaborate that a bit more. Thanks very much. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, it's very important. We are now in Florida, and that is 95478. Hello. Hi.
Is that me?
Yes. Yeah,
hi,
that's you.
Hello.
Hi there. Yes, I hear you. Hello.
Hi. You've addressed some of my issues already through most of the calls. It's kind of hard for me to ask, you know, what to do next.
I can move on because there's lots of callers.
Yeah, I know, but. It's almost like there's a resistance, like a shell on the back of me, and there's this deep tension in the eyes, around the eyes, just through the body that is almost like frozen, that maybe is a barrier to this, to receiving the healings. I don't know if it's me or if it's something else, some other dynamic. And it's through my pelvis really strong and behind the heart and just the back of the neck.
Sometimes it's important to take away attention from these symptoms if they're so long-standing to what you really want. It's a little bit like what I spoke about, what is the true goal? What do you really want to experience? And redirect attention to that.
It's just something that's there. I feel it, you know, like it's almost...
I know what you're saying, and I totally know that this is a real feeling for you. But knowing a little bit your history, my offering to you is to, because you've been just been going on for your whole life, to at some point look at what is it I really truly want to experience. Because when we put our attention on constantly taking away a symptom, there'll be always another one.
Is there a block in the energy that's holding it, though? I mean,
of course, everything is a block. Yes, everything is a block. You as consciousness are contracted, and they show up as blocks in the body or in a subtle field.
And so there's nothing you can see that needs to be corrected or readjusted?
That's what I'm seeing for you. So you can take my offering, or you cannot take my offering. Because we've done this already, I know how your energy feels and how you function and operate. So there's nothing I can do for you if there is always a holding and another symptom.
What is the cause of the holding, though? Is there some underlying dynamic that's causing me to react in this manner?
Yeah, it's essentially fear of just letting go and being yourself. And getting to know who you really are. And it can
Does
have
it
all
originate?
Kinds of...
Does it originate in a past life? Or?
Well, if we look at that, I know your mind is very, you have a lot of spiritual concepts. And sometimes when people have so many spiritual concepts and have lived with this for so long, it's really hard for me to break them apart because you're now imprisoned by your own spiritual concepts. You're not using the spiritual concepts to free yourself. You're using to keep imprisoning yourself further. This is really this is not unique to you. I've seen this before. So there's a lack of innocence and surrender, and to even resonate to the frequencies I'm offering you right now, that could just literally just like just kind of I let go. It's okay. It doesn't matter what it is. I'm present. I'm here. I'm free. You could do that, but no. You want to know what it is. And then you want another question, and you want another answer, another question, another answer, and then we just go nowhere. Yeah? Can you, this right now, what I spoke, can you allow that to see if there's some truth to that? Can you allow yourself, just allow, you don't have to say it's true, but can you allow yourself to check?
I can allow that. I mean, I can also let go temporarily and it comes back, you know, the healings, because I got it from everybody else's stuff, but then it just tightens back up. I understand what you're saying, but It's like, I don't know. All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Let's see here. And now we're going to go to Bedford, and that is 603. Let me check here. 60371. Hello.
Hi, Rashima.
Hi. Who's that?
Hi. It's Leslie.
Oh, hi there. Yes. What can we do together? Yes.
Well, I actually knew you were about to call on me. So I was wondering, so I visited the school I want to attend a couple of days ago, and I just had, you know, such a wonderful energy from it. It felt like a strong heart energy, like a lot of, like, you know, like that was what the whole institution was about, that it was just a very loving place.
Mm-hmm.
And just got such a positive upliftment from it. And I was really excited, and I got my information packet and all of that, and I, you know, called for my references and all this. And I guess then a couple days later, then the doubts and whatnot started kind of creeping back, I guess, for lack of a better description. And I was wondering if you could maybe help me, I guess, restore that sense of alignment with the school, or clear any of the blocks I feel, or and I guess whatever you think is best.
Okay, put your attention on the school, and that's where you want to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
so just,
I just
you
had
just,
this instant kind of thing from it.
The instant what?
Sorry, like an instant, almost an instant confirmation, and I don't get that very much, but I just went and I met the director of the program, and
that's
and,
beautiful. So if you
yeah,
then stay with that, stay strong with that. Don't let yourself be pushed over by a thought that's because worry and doubt are forces that are always at work, and our job is to stay strong in the core, not to follow into these things. So just right now in this present moment, for everybody to be strong and certainty of that you already you already decided, it's clear to you, and the joy for you, you already had that experience, so you have that as something like as a memory you can tap back into, right? You can do that right now,
mm-hmm.
correct? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I just go really deep into it, and just and don't follow these thoughts and these ideas that keep coming in, you know. This is just a little bit in alignment with the last caller, to go too much into constantly listening to what the problem is. It gets us nowhere. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
It's easy. There you go. Just stand up for yourself, feel it strong in your body, and just say, and maybe you write it down on a piece of paper, you know, very clearly, like, I'm, you know, I like it, I chose it, period, and I'm going to stick to it. Okay.
There you go. Okay.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. And we have in Colorado, Alicia. Did I talk to you last time already, last week?
Yeah, I spoke with you last week. Are you taking different people?
I'm going to take different people, yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Okay,
yeah, thanks. Thanks. No worries. Yeah, I want to get through and give others a chance as well. This is Deb in Oregon. So, hi. I know
hey,
I have talked to you. Hi there.
No, not for a while.
Yes, yes.
So, first of all, I just wanted to say it's just an incredibly powerful call. And secondly, I was listening to the Childhood Love and Safety MP3 this morning, and I just felt like my heart opened more than it has since my mom's passing a couple of months ago. So I just really wanted to thank you for that.
No, thanks for letting me know. Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing that I wanted to ask about today is I just feel like I have some unconscious beliefs of unworthiness that before I'm even aware of it, I'm coming out thinking, you know, reacting to things and stemming from that. And just wondering if we could do something around that.
Unworthiness. Okay. Very common pattern. All right. And I'm going to unmute you. Sorry, mute you because there's a lot of sound in the background. So, okay, unworthiness, for everybody to really bring your attention to that area. You might have it somewhere in the body that you feel it always in the stomach or in the head or somewhere. And the heaviness of it. And there's a depression in unworthiness as well. There you go. That lifted. I'm going to unmute you again. Did you feel that, Deb?
Yes. Yeah. There was a wave of sadness that went through, and then it's just like, yeah.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Good. Awesome. Great. Thank you. Okay. Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you, Latima.
Bye. Thanks. Before I take the next caller, I wanted to answer a question regarding seeing more about 5D relationships. There was that question, and I know I will go a little longer. You probably know that. It's already 12. What else to say about 5D relationships? What does that look like? Mainly, it's really a creative place where two people aren't emotionally stuck on each other. They can be very different, and they kind of move in outside of normal contracts in the sense of we have to eat at the same time, sleep in the same bed, do the same things, drive in the same car, go on vacation together. A very typical thing that was created through purposes of creating a unified nuclear family and raising children together. And sort of the modern relationship, the modern marriage that we think of. And basically, it doesn't mean that it might look the same on the outside. You might be married, you might have two children, it looks exactly the same, but internally it's very free because you allow each person to be more a soul. So it's not the dominance, it's not the contract and the idea, the concept of the family or the relationship, but it's actually each individual is a soul. And you might think, well, that's what we're doing, but it can go much deeper because the identification isn't as being a mother or a father. So the identification is that everybody is a soul and we're meeting together in a creative process, which is capable of shifting and moving very quickly and transforming themselves inside in that unit or in that relationship. They go through constant birthing and dying processes very fast because the structures are literally, atomic. They're not linear. They blip in and out. So the resting and the love is within yourself. It's complete, and you identify with yourself as a soul first than actually being a unit or a partner. And you're very comfortable you're emotionally untethered, really. That's the best way to say it, which on the heart level, there's all this emotional tetheredness. And so you don't have to always have the same keynote of experience together. So that's what I can say, because it's not so much an outer expression, it's an internal experience and how the dynamic of the relationship. So maybe I'll have some more ways to explain that another time. So the next person is 442088. Hello?
Hello?
Hi there, who's that?
Hi, Ratima, this is Anya.
Oh, hi there. Okay. What can we do today?
Hi, yes. I was wondering if you could help me to heal and mend my relationship with my karmic relationship with my sister that we have a problem for last 3 years since she met this guy and she's in a relationship. And I know that he's my, like, mortal enemy. I absolutely have very strong feelings about him, and he's like stirring everything in my family with my parents, and we can't communicate with my sister. So
what do you want to have happen?
I want to heal the karmic pattern that is created.
What does that mean? Well, what does that mean? This is an abstract concept.
I would like to have a close relationship with my sister as we used to have, like loving and communicating. Yeah, I would like her to get rid of him, but obviously I cannot make her do that. So, I would like to...
Okay, okay. you're laughing, because it's messy, right? You want to control the whole thing, right?
I know he's demon-ridden, and I know he's not good. So, but it's her life. I understand she has her own path, but I just want to find peace in my heart because my heart has been so achy.
You want peace in your heart, and peace in your heart starts with dialing up to a higher frequency of seeing. He's looking at him as in he's negative in bed. In essence, he's a ray of source as well, correct?
I do know, but sometimes...
But is he or yes or no?
Yes, he.
Yes. Shh. Okay, let's wait here. Yes, let that in first. Otherwise, we can't do any healing. First, acceptance that everything is perfect. He is as well. You're coming into an unconditional place. Your heart is shifting, and peace is coming back. Peace cannot exist in judgment. So let's do this for everybody, whatever you have. Also for the person that is in conflict with her own feelings and symptoms. This is very, very challenging because so much is demanded of us. We want to be loved. We want to be in happiness with people. Well, we don't enter the relationship like that. We come in with all these weapons and hatred. So now, you know, put your hand on your heart as well. And now we'll bring back your own responsibility of actually seeing that you see things a certain way and that you manifested distance between yourself and your sister. Okay, so you are, this is your karma, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's your experience. So, and just let's dissolve that, or we'll just surrender it. We don't know if you'll then have more connection or not. That doesn't matter to us. What we want is anything that we sort of contribute to clear that.
But I have so much hate in my heart for this guy. I just, you know, I never hated anyone in my life.
Well, then you have to take it out. It poisons your heart.
It poisons my whole body. I can't, you know, I just don't know how. It's 3 years. And
so okay, this is good. Let's do this. Because if you really, and thanks for being so honest. So if you just like have this passionate hate for this man, let's look at what it is.
Rage.
Yeah, so remember, this man is your unconscious. You're, because that's why you don't like seeing it. What is he doing that you really hate?
Being manipulating. I don't know.
Okay, good. So he's manipulating. So can you say I am manipulating? Which you're trying to do, manipulating the relationship with your sister, correct?
Yes.
Can you own that I am manipulative somewhere? Maybe in many ways, in many past lives, in your life before and all this. We all been manipulative. It's just what we do when we don't know who we are. So good, you're already shifting. That's good. Just very nice, very nice. And it's really good because once that goes away and you don't have that, you won't see it anymore in the other people.
Mm.
And if it still remains, you'll be neutral and you'll actually be able to unconditionally love him.
Doubt it.
You're funny. It's moving still through your crown chakra. You're doing good though. So, how are you feeling now? Because you got lots of energy moving. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I felt some shift in my heart. I really did. But at the same time, I'm still aware of this anger and this rage in me that I just want to.
You can have it both ways. You can have food in front of you that's poisoned and not poisoned at the same time. You have to make a decision which one you want to eat. So you got to throw out that anger. Yeah. So. I give you the guidelines. Thanks. Thank you. That's good. We're going to Gig Harbor, and that's 25343. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Kat.
Kat. Oh, yes, Washington. Oh, good. Hi. How are you doing?
Hi. Pretty well. I have a physical issue that I've been dealing with for so long and people trying to fix it. Recently, a holistic dentist is shooting 10 cc's of ozone into my gums. So I don't know if I have an infection. It's been ongoing. I've had healers say it's an etheric problem. I'm wondering if it's, you know, not unified loving the masculine feminine in me, but it burns in my sinus. I have all kinds of things that are physical things going on in the top right of my jaw.
On the right side, left side, which one was it?
My right side.
Okay, well, just put your hand there for a moment. And you said somebody said there's bacteria there?
No one knows, but I've had infections, and I'm beginning to think it's starting to cause the arthritis in my thumb joints. It's just so long ongoing.
Yeah, I do see bacteria in there. So let's offer them to let immune system in you to neutralize and shift your frequency and get out of this this pain mechanism, this cycle of drama, physical drama.
Some of the bacteria, I mean, the holistic dentist has me actually inhaling probiotics. So there, you may be seeing lots of those spores that he's having me.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Possibly that might be partial. But I've been, I mean, I've done so many antibiotics, I haven't done them for a while, but I'm trying to do it with salt rinses. And there's just ongoing tooth. There's a hole in there. There's something.
Well, yeah. You said in the top part, right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go back what I saw here. So let's bring in some golden white light from the center of the universe and ask your whole being to really adjust again. I know you can shift quite quickly. So let's bring in your soul and just get you back on board of what this drama is all about. And remove any foreign bacteria and other kinds of influences and patterns, nerves. You got some nerve sensitivity there as well. Let me see. And correct that. And anything that's chronic is a Saturn issue. So let's bring in some harmony and balance between you and the planet Saturn. It's also governing bones and ligaments. And remove any other kinds of influences. Is it starting to change in some way and feel more pleasant?
It's not burning as bad as it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think, you know, there's like, I don't know. It doesn't matter why. I mean, I get that.
Mm-hmm. But you still want to know, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, just for the fact that it's affecting, and it has been affecting my body for so long, and you know me as a healer, and I've been doing all, everything that I know how to resolve this. And
well, you know, the thing is that being in this transition of light going into form, and depending on this contract you have of lifting or bringing light, you know, into the world, as what the soul does, and you're using the physical body a lot, like I do as well,
mm-hmm.
then you will have a lot of symptoms. Some stick around longer and more complex, and others are shorter. Now, one of the things that I did now, I didn't think of it earlier, but maybe it's just how karma unfolds, is that I said, this is it. This is not acceptable for me anymore. I don't care. I really don't care. I don't have the thing of saving the world, because even that is an illusion. So I dropped all that. I don't even care. This whole drama that goes on. So if you get out of the drama of being the light worker,
mm-hmm.
you will also have the option and the opening into freedom, because this is still a drama that goes on. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't have to. So you can really make a decision here online right now together, or afterwards meditate on it, to really, really kind of position yourself differently again. And then aligning yourself, my suggestion is to really align yourself directly and live for that which created you. And then,
yeah, that's exactly what I've been doing.
Yeah, so you're on the right track. Exactly. Yeah, and then what you have to do, and then the war starts. The war starts, where the forces are just going to be wicked. They're just trying to take you down. Like I said, I shared a bit of it, how intense that was for me. And that wasn't the first time, but it was the most intense. So, and then when you go through the most wicked stuff, you do not give up faith. You just say, it doesn't matter. Even if I burn up here right now, I don't believe any of it. And so you get yourself out of this war of this duality that goes on. And do not let yourself go into this mind of trying to figure out the problem, because this is how, let's call them the evil forces. That's how mind and the evil forces function. Then you get caught again. You must know that there is no problem, and you have to be determined that there is nothing wrong with you, and you stand so strongly in it. I'm projecting this right now for you, this power, that there's nothing other than the light. There cannot be nothing other than the light. and all there is just that, and period, just period.
Thank you for the reminder.
Okay.
And for the record, I'm in the process of moving to California. I do feel called and going home there, so there's something, my light's going to be connected even more down in Palm Springs. So.
Okay, good. Well, I'll enjoy that. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for letting me know. Thanks, Kat. Okay, bye. Thank you. Let's see if we have, we're going to have in Arizona, 92891. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's that?
It's my first time, Kathy.
Oh, nice to meet you. First time. Yes, good.
Yes. I've been told that I have cataract, but I find that I can't drive at night anymore. I just can't see. Are there cataracts there?
Well, cataract is because usually it gives that kind of fuzzy, you know, just kind of splinters the light. And so is it kind of gets blurry, or is it just that you can't see?
It's hard to see at night.
Yeah, it's hard to see because
the last time I drove, I was like, no, I'm not doing this again.
Yeah. Okay. Lenses,
well,
right?
Enough.
Is both eyes affected or just one?
It's both.
Okay, eyes. Yeah, good. So everybody, you know, if you can just touch your right eye briefly and your left eye, and we're just going to go into the lens itself, which ages and gets thicker and crystallizes. So there's really no circulation. That sounds like blood going in there, right? But there is just energetic metabolism. So we're going to go to that level, which can move a little faster, and requesting right now through quantum healing to clear and delete any extra cells and crystallized anything else that's in the cell from aging. And bring flexibility to it as well. And let's bring two bright shining lights flashing into the left eye down the optical path, and a bright flash into the right eye, right through the lens, so the whole eye bright, illuminating and reconfiguring in a way that you need, everybody needs. And then with you and your mind, you are, because the mind is a part of this whole process, requesting you to see things clearly and as is. So letting go of some of the old imprints of how you would like to see life, coming more into how things are, and clearing anything else that you've seen that is a burden to your eye right now. Take a deep breath now.
I have all of your packages. Is there any of the other MP3s that would help me?
Well, anything with eyes and circulation and mental emotional healing.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I'll try that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, you're welcome. Thanks. Let me see.
Bye-bye.
Here. Goodbye. Finding my cursor here. I'm coming to Utrecht. It's a web call. Hi, in Utrecht.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Radhima, I would like to understand more about the 5-day relationships in my situation. Because one day I have this in such situations that we don't have a lot of common things. We also live separately with my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
But somewhere I miss to be more together, and I cannot let let it go, this something missing, more togetherness and such things, or is it something different? And it's
Yeah. Okay. Put your hand on your heart, because there's still hang-ups, right? Unfulfilled aspects within yourself and conditioning that pulls us back into this, like, that we need to couple up with others.
Yeah.
And the thing is that, okay, that's good. That something changed there. Does it feel more at ease inside of yourself?
I feel very strong energy. Yes, something is changing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just dropped out of this trying to grasp, right? Which we do because we're conditioned to couple up, right? It's the paradigm we're in, yeah. And there's nothing wrong per se. It's not like in 5D we don't live in couples, but it's just neat. That concept behind it that sort of blocks things. It's like having extra filters and we can't really be present with another person and love them and watch them and observe them unfold. I think the way if you are as a woman genuinely enjoying the flowering and unfolding of this partner that you're with, There's a natural attraction and magnetism that comes, and then people want to. This person also wants to spend time with you. You see, because there's a love that radiates from you. So maybe your relationship. What I'm reading, a relationship isn't really. You're not connecting on all levels properly, unconditionally.
Yes.
So there are some blockages there. Yeah. So it's not a 5D relationship, but it's just like a relationship that has. They could go a little deeper together. That's what I'm saying. Am I making sense?
Yeah. So do you think that we have potential to go deeper?
Oh, yeah. Of course you have, if you want to. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It depends on me.
Yeah, and I can see it also from your side, though. It's not just the other side. From your side, probably issues. I see it in the third chakra. A little bit more in the third, a little bit in the second. So probably, you know, third chakra is a little bit about power dynamics and all this. So
yes.
Maybe you don't know how to be trying to, put your hand on the third chakra and let's assist you with letting that go as much as you like right now. Because I know you want to do something new and different, but you don't know how. That's what I'm reading here. So... Mm-hmm. So trusting your heart, love, and your soul comes with everything that needs to know when you're aligned with Source. And becoming fulfilled within yourself first. Does it feel different?
Yes, I feel like everything has changed.
Oh, good, good. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank
okay.
You. Thank
Thanks.
You very much.
Thanks. Okay, bye. Okay, we're now in 73288, New Jersey. Hi. Hi. It's a bad connection. Oh, it's not working. Okay, I'm just going to let you go for a moment. And I'm coming to New York City at 917-299.
Hi, Rathima. It's Christine.
Christine, hi. Okay.
How are you? I know
I'm
you've
good.
Been busy today. I will be fast. You worked on me about my heart when we had a one-on-one, and you found an entity in there, and it was great, and it's changed, but the fluttering is back, and my doctors want to put me on beta blockers now because they're not really sure what it is. But they know it keeps happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't want to go on medication. So being that you worked on me, I was hoping maybe you might be able to check and see, is it possible they came back or?
Well, if you felt it came back, happened to me too. Yeah. But the thing is that I just kept working on it because it had something to do with the transition. So let me just connect you and allow you to experience that white golden light from the center of the universe and the heart of the universe and the heart of God for everybody right now. It's going to be quiet for a moment. And let's resonate and align with the heart of God. You should be starting to feel more stability or something different. Is that true?
Oh my gosh, I do. I feel this calmness in my chest. Ugh.
Yeah. So you see, your heart is actually okay, right? But maybe I'll say it here. Is that I was speaking about the white golden light that I was opened up to me, or whatever you want to call it. And then it began to anchor itself into my house. It began to anchor itself into the entire area where I live. And then about 2 weeks ago, it anchored itself onto the entire planet. And I'm thinking that this is really something to do with what has to happen. So it has something to do directly with the heart. And it's like so beautiful and so nourishing. And it seems to be exactly the pulse of what the universe's heart exactly is. And so as the earth and all people are invited to be in this very nourishing re-patterning of the rhythm of the heart, because there is a war between the old rhythm and this truer rhythm. And I think this is why all this arrhythmia and this heart fluttering comes up. So I'll keep observing what it does, but all I know is that this is what heals and makes the heart go normal again, right? And it feels
okay,
good.
So I can just pull that white light in when I need to?
It's available. It's a golden white light at the center of the universe. It's really when you go through the center of the galaxy and you move out. Think of we're all in this, it looks like an hourglass. We're sort of in the bottom. Let's say we're in the bottom part of the hourglass. And when you come, and it's one galaxy, it's like this. And when you exit, there is a center point. You exit the center of the galaxy. You go through the eye of the needle. And then you come out of the other side. And that's where it is. And I think we need to be in proper alignment with that. And if we're not, because there's just these different forces, it's almost like we're going through a birth canal. I haven't completely figured out exactly what goes on. I'm just watching, observing how it starts to spread. There are a tremendous amount of golden light beings around that I can see. And they're stirring up all this negativity and all these negative forces as well. So all we have to do is which is so easy, to just align and focus on that instead of going fighting the bad guys.
I love it. You know, it's at times it feels like you know, like the movie Jumanji, there's like a drumming sound in it. And there are times when I can actually hear my heartbeat. It's so loud. It's so powerful. And it's not that it hurts me or anything. So I'm afraid they're putting me on medication just because they don't know what to do. And I really don't want to go on it.
Yeah, it's the same thing happened to me. I went to the hospital to emergency, and the guy looked at me. He was obviously intelligent. The doctor looked at me, looked down under with his glasses, said, "You don't look like somebody who goes on medication." I said, you're right. So he said, okay. I said, okay, well, let's look again. You know, you want to put a halter on and an ultrasound. I didn't do any of it because I was in the meantime already working on this, and it went away. But so you just thought, well, they don't understand spiritual things. But it is good to rule things out. I mean, I would say take all the diagnostic tests.
Oh, I did. I've had all tests. I've been wearing a monitor for over a month, and he says he thinks it's the muscle on the top of my heart.
Yeah, they always say when you get older. On the right side, upper atrium supposed to get larger and weaker when we get older, right?
Okay.
That's the theory they have, which is true.
Right.
Some people do. But when that happens, it doesn't necessarily, it can affect the sinus a knot and do the arrhythmia. But if that atrium is really weak, what will happen is you'll get edema in the body as well. and the water in the lungs and all that, right? Because there is the blood isn't pumping right. So,
right.
So there should be a lot of other symptoms coming along with that as well. I'm not a doctor. I don't
it's
know how fast that comes.
Yeah, no, I understand. That's wonderful. Thank you, Rathima.
I so
appreciate it.
All right, thanks. Okay, good. And we're now in, this is in Flagstaff, Arizona. Hi, 9285. Is this Rhoda Jane?
It is.
Good.
Thank you for calling. Really, really appreciate working on the heart. I think it's good work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working with dizziness.
Mm-hmm.
Dizziness. I don't know where it came from. I had it years ago, and I'm like...
I remember, yeah. Okay, let's work with that one more time here. I know it's a long-standing, very traumatic, complex issue for you. And let's do the same thing here right now. Let's just not even say that, oh, the heart is different from the ear and all this. There's obviously, the ear gets dizzy, the heart has arrhythmia, something else has pain. We're always talking about being out of alignment with something. So let's right now in this present moment, and I'm going to answer somebody's question in a moment as well. It's just coming, popping into my head. So let's bring for you peace and stillness. And fearlessness. And bringing coherence within you as a person. And we're going to, and you're showing me something on the DNA level. So we'll just do a repair on the DNA level right now. And I'm just checking in now. If you can tell me if there was any change for you this time.
I felt some calm and peace.
Okay, and did that affect the dizziness itself?
I have to get up and move to really know because I've been staying really quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So let me move.
And don't look for it. Just keep staying with the peace and the quiet and move.
Yeah, I think it's better.
Good. Yeah, good. So right now, requesting this energy, again, this golden white energy, aligning yourself with it and allowing that to completely take root in your whole body on all levels, all the way into the DNA, and just bring that deeper into, for everybody, really, whatever you have, whatever the issue is right now, coming to the end of the call anyway. So deepening it. See, it's getting even deeper right now, right? Beautiful.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, there's an end to it. And there was a question regarding Leah had asked me something that just popped into my head suddenly regarding the experiences you have. So these sound like very spiritual experiences. I wouldn't be worried about it. She sometimes feels still, and there's almost feels like there's no heartbeat and all this. So there are these very still moments. It's really when we're in the eye of the needle and be totally still. It's usually a complete letting go. And sometimes when we have a new moon like this and Mercury is retrograde, which is going forward, I think on Sunday tomorrow, or changing, is that it can be just a moment of utter letting go and utter stillness, and these, and then you as consciousness are literally withdrawing, yeah, from the body, and it feels like a little death or something, but there's nothing to be concerned about. Release, how to release anger is a question. Anger, resentment. Okay, let's do that here, how to release anger and resentment. I'll refer back to what we did with in the beginning with the hatred of this boyfriend. So literally allowing yourself to see things differently and accepting it fully and looking at what makes you angry and just owning that also as your own patterns and making an effort. And it's really important that we to trust that everything is taken care of somehow. There's a, you know, somebody, let's let God judge over things. We don't have to do this. So we just are in a place of acceptance and staying in a place of unconditional neutrality. Okay. Wonderful. So I'm going to try again here in New Jersey, if we can get the person that I unmuted. Maybe this works now. No, very bad connection. Okay, I'm sorry, it's not working. And we have two more callers. You know what? I'll take you. And one is Kathleen. Hi, Kathleen, Michigan.
Hi, Rathima. Hi. Actually, you could defer not to take this if you want to. I had just thought that I had a question about all levels of vision. So I pressed R2 and then two people got on and asked about eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you feel that we've addressed that fully, you can defer it or I can tell you my question.
what is your question? I did the cataract thing.
Okay. My first comment is that even though you have a lens replacement, there's a membrane mm-hmm. that is still around the new lens,
mm-hmm.
and that can age as well,
mm-hmm.
that they have to do a little bit of laser work on as you age to clear it up.
Mm-hmm.
But my question was about vision on all levels, because, you know, healing itself, I've come to see for me, is a change of perspective. That's
mm-hmm.
where it all starts, and
mm-hmm.
and the perspective I choose and my focus. And I, you know, I've been having swelling on the retina. That's kind of a blood sugar issue, but I wanted to have vision addressed on all levels: spiritual, physical, emotional, mental.
You know,
for
that we
everyone,
did...
I guess.
Yeah. Okay, that's great, Kathleen. Maybe this is a good description of. What I'm trying to do here by refocusing into the heart of all there is, because
mm-hmm.
we've done sort of this what you're just saying on all levels, really. It's the heart as a physical organ, as a psychic organ, so that everything, like everything within us, all these sub-personalities, all these fragmentations that have their own life somewhere in the knee and here and there, that they all basically submit to the heart, and the heart submits, you know, again, to spirit itself. So in that alignment, you know, proper
mm-hmm.
vision happens. And when we are shifting so dramatically through all these different levels, and as I'm speaking right now, we're actually doing the alignment, I'm noticing.
I can feel it.
Yeah, it's just like I'm talking and moving my hands. So it's like happening and moving my hands.
Mm-hmm.
We are... because we're just so restructuring, and I go through this too. I have sometimes I see more blurry and I see more clear, and it's like
mm-hmm.
random, really. And I know obviously everything is shifting and moving, and we're because what is vision? I see equals I am. I see equals I am.
Mm-hmm.
I see the light means I am the light. And what you are being right now, who you think you are, it determines how you see things. And so the less identification with patterns we have, the clearer we will see. And of course, first, you know, internally as who we are on the soul level. And then this can also then push out into the surface bodies and affect the physical organ of the eyes itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so good. So
yeah.
Good. We're just going through the shifting right now. Good. Perfect. Okay.
It's pretty big.
It is big. Yeah.
In the chest, between the back and the chest, just a lot of shifting in there. It's
mm.
really interesting that it is in that area.
Yeah.
It just affects everything, and it realigns all the way through the head, from the third eye to the crown to the back base of the skull. and it just physically and energetically.
Yes, because I am the light means when two eyes are single, the eyes, the body is full of light. Seeing, mm-hmm. the whole concept of seeing, that's why the healing can be anywhere, because that's where the light goes. That's where true vision happens. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kathleen. We can definitely work more on that even when we speak together in a session. Thanks. Thank you.
I like
you. Thank you. Sorry to cut you off. I have more people putting their hands up. It's not going to work. Thank you for participating today. We're going to make an end to it and continue next week. It's for a moment. Again, just allow all the processes integrate for you in the best, highest possible way. Whatever you started to move, to continue to completion. I'm praying and requesting that you are opening to deeper and deeper wisdom and knowledge, and exit the paradigm of fixing problems into receiving the beauty that you are and who we really are as human beings, the very uniqueness, and stepping into the remembrance of that, allowing that perfection enter all the sense organs, ears, eyes, mouth, nose, hands, taste, coming back into the heart, allowing the heart to offer itself to itself. Beautiful. Thank you very much. We're all very blessed. I'm very blessed that you are here, and we're all blessed. And I wish you a wonderful weekend, and we'll see each other next Saturday. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Goodbye.
The moderator has left the conference.